Most of the U.S. weather this morning is not any different from what was suggested earlier this week. We're still anticipating a storm system to form in eastern Kansas or western Missouri as we go through the day today, and then it will lift to the northeast, passing through the Great Lakes region as we move through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. The storm system promises to leave behind a little bit of a legacy for a significant rain to fall across the central parts of the Midwest and eastern areas as well, and we'll see a band of snow occurring to the north of that, northwest of that actually, and we'll likely see some significant snowfall across portions of Iowa and Wisconsin. This particular disturbance, though, is going to be fast-moving. We'll look for snow accumulations to run from 2 to 5 inches. There might be an isolated 6-inch amount in Wisconsin. And there's a chance for some snow in northwestern Illinois as well, and maybe a little bit of light snow in a very small portion of Nebraska, northeast Kansas, and northwestern Missouri. But all that will be extremely brief and light. Most of the precipitation will end before it switches over to snow. In the heart of the Midwest, we will certainly be looking at a significant rain amount. It looks like many areas across the region will end up with moisture totals that will run anywhere from about 4/10 of an inch to an inch and a half. And there will be some potential for something locally greater at the Ohio River. This particular disturbance will be occurring at the same time that snow is melting across parts of the region, and the end result will be a more significant amount of runoff and some local flooding may occur. We don't expect this to be a real serious problem, but there will certainly be some issues, especially in urban areas where some of the city's sewer systems might be plugged up by snow blocking the openings of those sewer systems and therefore allowing for water to pool in some of the city streets in a significant manner. We will look for an improving weather pattern to occur as we get away from this two-day period. The early part of next week should prove to be generally dry across the Midwest, with one exception. And that is a little disturbance that's going to race across the northern plains probably on Sunday and into the Great Lakes region on Monday. A little bit of light snowfall will occur as the system comes through, and the most significant areas to be impacted will be the region from the eastern Dakotas over to Michigan. There could be a small band of wintry mixed precipitation types that occurs in the lower parts of the eastern Midwest. And that will occur as we move forward into the period, again, Sunday night into Monday. Once that little disturbance is out of the way, we'll see another one come along about a few days later, sometime in the latter part of next week. Another little snow event will occur across the northern parts of the Great Lakes region. Our temperatures across the Midwest are expected to be mostly warmer than normal. There will be a short-term bout of cold weather that will likely follow this first round of snow that occurs during the early part of next week. The coolest temperatures will probably end up occurring on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings, when we'll see some positive negative single-digit readings for lows across the northern parts of the Midwest, and we'll look for some afternoon highs, mostly confined to the range of some teens and 20s. Outside of that, though, there will be a lot of 20s and 30s in the northern Midwest and 30s and 40s in the south. We'll see a couple of extremes in the lower 50s occurring, all that over this next full week. In the meantime, last night's rain in Argentina turned out to be a little bit of a bust, and not much precipitation of significance occurred in the most important crop areas that had been drying out recently. It looks as though the forecast will bring rain to northern Argentina today, and after that, no other precipitation of much consequence will occur across the key crop areas until Thursday and Friday of next week. That means some of these southern crop areas that have been running too dry are likely to see increased crop stress and some potential for yield losses. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.